was a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue. And he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be very low level. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia, both the solar radio flux, that's the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number have dropped to very low levels. And this condition appears to be related to the plateau in the present sunspot cycle, that's cycle 24. The cycle is behaving very erratically, with daily fluctuations of solar activity, and this is affecting worldwide propagation. The plateau is expected to continue for several months. The current sunspot cycle is number 24, but cycle 25 is not expected to materialise until sometime in mid-2017. So in the meantime, all this means that high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances will continue to be unreliable. And already we're seeing changes to frequency assignments for the current transmission season, with higher frequencies being replaced by channels in the lower frequency bands. Now, we have some monitoring information made here in Melbourne. Daytime propagation on the lower frequencies is now quite good, typical of our winter months. This is a summary of some interesting spectrum occupancies I noted recently at one of my favourite monitoring noise-free sites. This is in Westerfolds Park in the outer Melbourne suburb of Templestowe. Good results using the Eaton E5 receiver and a 2-metre short wire antenna. And these were between 0400 and 0430. 5810 WEWN in Spanish. 5910 NHK Issedon in France, the relay station there with Japanese programming for the Middle East and Africa. 6030 USA Radio Marti at Greenville in Spanish, of course. And four signals in the 41-metre band. 7270 Radio Liberty from the Lampetheim station in Germany, broadcasting in the Chechen language.
7295 RTA, the Arabic station, broadcasting from the relay facility in Usedun in France, with programs in Arabic. That's Radio Television Algerien. 7330, very strong signals from Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 7335, another frequency for Radio Marti in the USA from Greenville. In the 31-meter band, 9620, another channel for Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 9635, Radio Liberty, also from Lampetheim in Germany, with Russian. And 9660, the Vatican Radio, from the Santa Maria di Galleria station in the Vatican City, transmitting in French. 9715, the Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, with programs in Arabic. At 9800, Madagascar, Torchavella from the Talata relay station, with programs in English for Africa. And just up above that, in the frequency band, 9815, the Voice of America from Botswana, broadcasting in the Kirundi language to Africa. And 25-meter band, the band was quite active. Many signals noted. First of all, 11600, Radio Denje Kurdistane from Isidun in France, programs in Kurdish. China, China National Radio Network 5 on 11620 in Chinese. And 11625, the Vatican Radio from the Talata relay station in Madagascar with programming in French. 11640, Radio Taiwan International, from Taiwan in Chinese. And 11650, Radio Dabanga via the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican, with transmissions in Sudanese. And 11660, the station in Iran in Arabic, carrying a relay of the TV network Al Quds. And 11670, All India Radio, with broadcasts in Arabic. 11680, NHK, from the Nauen, Germany, transmitting site in Japanese. And 11780, Radio Nacional de Brasilia, with Portuguese programming, of course, quite good reception. 11790, Radio France International from Issoudun, in France, with programs in Swahili to Africa. And 11820, Madagascar, frequency used on relay by Deutsche Welle from Talata in English. So, quite good reception there from like monitoring location not far from here in Melbourne, in the 6, 7 and 9, 11 megahertz bands, from the Melbourne outer suburb of Templestowe, between 0400 and 0430. In the 25-metre band, observations made here in Melbourne during recent times, in their morning period, that's pre-sunrise, between 1930 and 2000, quite interesting signals there from all continents. They include the following. 11695, China Radio International, broadcasting in French from the CERIC relay station in Albania. 11800, a new frequency for Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, with transmissions in Arabic. And 11875, a new frequency for Ibra Radio, the religious broadcasting station, from the facility at Wolverton in England, broadcasting in African languages. 11945, an interesting frequency, interesting station. This station broadcasting from, well, it's parented by the KNLS organisation in Alaska, broadcasting from the New Madagascar relay station in Aramic, and 11975 Radio Romania International with Romanian, and 11965 NHK Radio Japan from Tokyo, broadcasting from the Yamata, Japan transmitting station in Japanese, and 12060, a new frequency for RTA, the station in Algeria, broadcasting from the Usatan relay facility in France to the Middle East with programs in Arabic. And 11660, the BBC from the Ascension Island relay station with evening programs in Hausa. And 11860, a station known as Radio Senna, broadcasts from facilities leased or provided by the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, relays the network, a television network from Radio Sanaa. And 11615, another new frequency, the voice of Turkey broadcasting in French to Africa. And 11635, the voice of Korea from Pyongyang with its programs in English.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
So long, boy, you can take my place.